Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The Minnesota Vikings have improved to 12-2 and quietly have the best record in the NFC. They went out, they fired out to a hot start and really have not slowed down.
They had the one slip up. Really.
They had back-to-back losses after starting 5-0 and everybody's like, "Whoa, Sam Darnold, let's go!" They lost to the Lions, lose to the Rams, which now you look at them like, two pretty decent losses to
and
have.
And you lost the Lions on a last-second field goal. And the Rams game was kind of a weird game.
Well, yeah. Well, all Rams games are weird.
Right? They play teams tight.
Well, but they make weird fights out of them, and they're all different. Like, I don't know. That's maybe just a sign of a really well-coached team.
Ding, ding, ding. Turned out McVay pretty good.
But they lose to the Lions, they lose to the Rams, and then since then, they've done nothing but rattle off seven straight wins, including last night on Monday night in their all whites. Great look.
Great look.
Great look. And here they are at 12-2 and the best record in the NFC, second best record in the entire NFL. And it just seems like nobody really wants to give them the credit. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they are second in their division, technically speaking, because they don't have the tiebreaker with the Lions, even though they do have a matchup looming with them. But I think there's the aspect that in Philly, the other team that is 12-2 and tied with the best record in the NFC, there's so much drama, so many conversations going on around them that the Vikings have had like this blessing of just being able to fly under the radar and just chip away and progressively get better. But you're looking at a team that Brian Flores defense is still absolutely incredible. When you think of the fact that they've only allowed 252 points, that's the second fewest points in the entire NFC. But I think this also lends to the fact that they're flying under the radar. They're not leading in really anything right now. Right? They don't score the most points. They don't allow the fewest points, but they're just really consistent and damn good at everything that they're doing right now.
I think you highlighted the thing when you're talking about the Rams, of the really well-coached team.
Yeah. Flores is great. Kevin O'Connell is
great.
Absolutely outstanding as a head coach and a play caller. He has done a phenomenal job. And here are the Minnesota Vikings with Sam freaking Darnold, which nobody picked them to win that division. Nobody picked them. I think they were picked to be like dead last by a lot of people because of the improvements that the Bears had made, right? And then you add on to the fact no Kirk Cousins, but the addition by subtractions of Kirk Cousins is you had a quarterback that was not elite that you were paying an elite number to. You then paid Sam Darnold on the cheap, have a rookie waiting in the wings in J.J. McCarthy who gets hurt, and all of a sudden, you're able to pay other guys on that roster.
I mean, look at...
Useful!
Yeah, I mean, you look at Darnold's production. He's fifth in the NFL in touchdown passes. Mm. He's sixth in yardage. Mm. The guys that are in front of him are the Burrows, Jacksons, Goffs, and Allens. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the MVP candidates, then Sam Darnold.
Yep. And they've been able to do it through injury, too. I mean, they've had a bunch of injuries kind of rack up and over the course of the year. But they're getting guys back, right? They at the beginning of the year, it was, you know, Jordan Addison out. It was there. You had their Hockenson, the tight end, out, and you're like, oh, well, how are they going to be able to keep this up throughout the course of the year? Sam Darnold's going to turn into a pumpkin. He's not, because Kevin O'Connell is a really damn good coach. Now, buckle up. Remember who they have waiting in the wings? They're Daniel Jones. Just pick him up off the scrap heap. I think that may be his masterpiece if he turns that one around. But people are saying the same thing about Darnold, too, right? It's like, what? They don't have a quarterback, so there's no way they can be that good. They're quietly, they should be regarded as one of the best stories in football right now.
And they should because of the moves that they made.
Yep.
And we talk about making the move for Darnold. That's going to get a lot of attention. Obviously, getting a move and going and get Aaron Jones. Like, you take a look at just kind of what they did, and they kind of, you know, in a weird way, and stay with me here, they kind of went the path of the Green Bay Packers, of like, they got their quarterback, mm-hmm. and it's obviously like an in-house kind of guy that they, you know, they've only had three of them over 50 years kind of a deal. But like, they said, hey, this is our quarterback, but here's how we're going to build out around him. And they went and got a Packers running back. And like, in the same thing the Packers went and did when they went and got Josh Jacobs, they knew kind of what they wanted to do and how they wanted to support Jordan Love. And the Vikings, I think, kind of went and did the same thing on defense. You look at the way that defense is built. Where's the weakness in that defense? Are they really weak anywhere?
No, they're just
solid,
steady and consistent. They're, like, Green Bay is doing it with like rookies too, like yeah. Evan Williams, the former Duck, who's been really consistent and great for them. Yeah,
but just like you make smart moves, not yeah. splashy moves. Like, and I know it's one of those things like, oh yeah, this is easy to do, blah blah blah. But no, like, Darnold could have blown up in their face, but it also kind of goes to show you like he's the one out of like every 15 second chance quarterbacks that sure. puts it together, right? Yeah. It could have easily not worked. It did, and it worked because of all the other things that you did around him.
What's crazy about what they are doing, too, is like, it's not like they struck gold in the draft this year and those guys are popping, too.
No.
Right? J.J. McCarthy, who they selected 10th overall, he is injured reserve, hasn't played a game all year long. Dallas Turner, who they took with the 17th overall pick, good to have two first-round picks, mm-hmm. by the way. He's only got 15 tackles on the season. Edge rusher, right? He's got two sacks on the season. The third, like, pick that they had in their draft where you expect, all right, this guy could be a role player. They had two first-round picks, and they didn't select again until the fourth round, where they took Kyree Jackson, who tragically died in a car accident over the summer.
Yeah.
Like...
And there's a guy that they're counting on.
Those are guys that you say, all right, yeah, we could get this guy as a role player. It's very similar to what Evan Williams is doing in Green Bay, right? You get these... So it wasn't like they knocked it out of the park and they have these rookies that are shining too. They went through and they went into free agency. They were very, very selective and good. And remember, they basically pulled a swapsies with the Texans. Danielle Hunter goes to Houston and then Jonathan Grenard goes, all right, fine, I'll go up to Minnesota.
And Grenard has been fantastic and Van Ginkle has been fantastic.
They go and they get Aaron Jones from Green Bay. Like, they were smart with the money that they had to spend because they didn't have the anchor of Kirk Cousins' salary weighing them down. And talk about the right time to get off of a contract. Kirkers ruptures his Achilles. Yes. And he has not been the same guy. And last night, he was not good either in a win over the Raiders, which that looked even worse. If you're talking about two coaches that are first-year coaches that might get canned, Antonio Pierce and Jerod Mayo, both of our teams may be looking for new coaches next year because they are regressing in the worst way possible, looking underprepared and not ready to play.
I'd be stunned if Pierce is back.
Yeah.